Another plan is being developed to reduce the disadvantage experienced by Indigenous Australians when it comes to life expectancy, education, employment and other crucial factors. A coalition of Indigenous groups has devised a fresh blueprint for the Closing the Gap targets, and they're preparing to sit down with state and federal governments to hammer out a new national agreement. Tim Skelton has more.
It's been more than 10 years since Prime Minister Kevin Rudd launched efforts to close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians across a range of indicators, and the data would suggest there's not a lot to show for it. In 2018, targets for infant mortality, literacy and numeracy, employment and school attendance expired without ever having been met. Pat Turner, the CEO of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisations, says one of the problems may have been the targets themselves.
They've always been driven by governments. They were government-initiated and determined. So it's not surprising that we have mixed views about them. And the other thing is that, you know, they were government priorities. They weren't Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's priorities.
Pat Turner is leading a group of 50 peak Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations brought in by federal, state and territory governments to breathe new life into the Closing the Gap strategy. She says their members have overwhelmingly called for more partnerships with government, more Indigenous-run services and better service delivery in general.
And then we identified a fourth reform priority, which is data. In order for you to make informed decisions, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community reps need to have access to good data.
Housing has been identified as one of the key issues in the Top End and elsewhere. John Patterson is the spokesman for Aboriginal peak organisations in the Northern Territory.
There's an immediate need and an urgent call for a bigger investment in the housing. That includes remote housing, community housing, and also housing in some of those regional centres where there are large Aboriginal populations.
The Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, is supportive of this process, but she's calling on the federal government not to shirk its funding responsibilities.
The peaks are at the COAG table, and that's very important. But it all depends on whether or not the federal government, the coalition government, provides the funding and the ongoing partnership that will either make or break this agreement.
It's understood the new strategy could have as many as 15 targets, and it's likely there'll be a focus on justice. Indigenous incarceration rates are amongst the highest in the world, and deaths in custody continue while recommendations of inquiry after inquiry sit gathering dust. Pat Turner says it's important that institutional racism is addressed and people are held to account.
We are not out to have punitive arrangements everywhere, but we do want to have action taken when the wrong thing is done. And they're a matter for negotiations, obviously, but we can't just turn a blind eye to things that would shame our nation.
A spokesman for the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, says the government is committed to ensuring that the next phase of Closing the Gap is delivered as a genuine partnership between all governments and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Tim Skelton.